mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams, who's my next guest. You can also tweet me at Bruce Salen. Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, who has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. He's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me again.
You're not wearing a wetsuit today, huh?
I was earlier today, but I'm back. And
Were you really?
Yeah, it was a great day today.
Oh my God! For those that are just joining us, Pastor Drew is a avid surfer, and last week he joined us while on the road from an early morning surf trip. Where were you again?
Well, last week was all the way down in a place called Trestles, down in San Clemente, about a 2-hour drive, and today I was in Malibu.
Well, it's a hard life, Pastor. I'm glad you endure.
It was great, though. I went with a high school student who's actually homeschooled, and he's wanting to compete, and so it's really neat to spend that time with him, too, in the car and out in the water.
Very cool. I was actually, this past Sunday, May 15th, I skied 1 foot of powder.
Who would have thought?
It's unbelievable. A Mammoth Mountain, where I ski in California, has broken their record over 40 years for the most snowfall with over 600 inches of snow this season. And if you do the numbers, that's over 50 feet of snow.
Wow.
It's absolutely astonishing.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like earlier in the season, Mammoth had more snow than any ski resort in the world at one point. Is that true?
I think that's true.
Wow.
And I think they've topped their own records. I don't know if any other place has had that much ever. It's astonishing.
Well, I'm glad you caught it this past weekend.
Well, and I'm going up again over Memorial Day, my last trip of the season. I will hit about 35 days of skiing this year, but you know, I have to do this because it's my obligation to my body. And my wife gets nuts when I go and ski the half pipe, which I still do, and I still love.
And I've seen those photos, so there's proof out there.
Yeah, there's proof. I actually got another video recently of me in the pipe. It was very fun. So let's talk about step-parents. As the high school pastor at your church, I imagine you were telling me that the majority of your families, in fact, are blended.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you think about blended families, there's about as much diversity in blended families as there is diversity in blended drinks.
What a great comment.
You know, what I mean by that, think about the biological parents might be living nearby. They might be halfway around the U.S. There might be a widow and widower situation. So many different types of blended families, and each one brings with it its own set of, joys, but also challenges to navigate through.
I actually have two questions off the top of my head, and I actually want to also let our listeners know that you and I do not rehearse. So often, nor do I rehearse with my other guests. Occasionally we'll discuss little general topics literally in the minutes between breaks, but I am usually throwing out questions that you are answering literally spur of the moment. And in fairness to you, I wanted to declare that and also honor how well you handle them. So I have two questions. One is, how much, if at all, does the Bible discuss step-parenting and offer any suggestions? And number two, is there any common theme that you found in the problems that you've counseled on with congregants, step and blended families?
Boy, two really big questions.
In 10 words or less.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, we lost it.
Oh. Where are you, Pastor Drew?
We lost him.
Oh, Pastor Drew has been disconnected, but we will get him right back. Maybe I threw him a little bit there with such big questions. Sometimes I actually ask him to provide the biblical references because he is quite the expert. And as I'm not familiar with the New Testament, when he gives me the quotes and the citations from the New Testament, it is often as new and fresh to me as it is to him. Regarding the other questions, and his experience, the irony is that he is exposed to truly hundreds of families. So when we are talking about, excuse me, when we are talking about a situation, it's almost as if he's got a scientific pole at his hands, because the experiences cross the spectrum, because the church, Calvary Church of Westlake Village, is one of those very substantial churches where there are thousands of members and hundreds, if not thousands, show up each week for their quite extraordinary services. I think it was interesting what Wayne Levine was talking about in the previous segment. Wayne is our men's room segment, and he was really talking about and I think he hit it on the nail on the head in a way that I had not thought of, that the issues that parents have in any configuration are essentially the same. And if parents do not get on the same page, which means talk to each other, novel concept, talk to your wife, talk to your husband, and really be sure you're on the same page, then you're going to have a problem regardless of the configuration of the family. I am hoping and thinking that that blinking light means Pastor Drew is back.
I am back. Who would have thought the cell phone would be more reliable than the landline today?
Well, how ironic. Okay, I vamped, and I would love to now hear your thoughts on the questions I asked.
Sure. So I don't know how much you caught. I'll start from the top. You know,
the top.
Yeah. So, you know, I love, especially in the Hebrew scriptures, there's such a high value on family, and we see many, many blended families. It never uses the language of step-parents and step-children, but we see many, many blended families. In the Proverbs, you know, it talks about children honoring your parents, and we see many situations where, you know, a parent will die for some reason, and then somebody else comes in and kind of adopts the family, and now there's the complications of this blended family now. So I really do think that there's a lot of wisdom that can be found as we turn to Scripture. And, you know, the second question that you asked really.
Actually, before we leave the first question, I'd like you to quote some of the scripture in Aramaic, please.
I wish I could do that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist.
I know. So, you know, in terms of my experience interacting with families, I'd say that it happens on a weekly basis. There's a situation right now where a family, the father actually passed away. And as the father has passed away in the last couple of years, another father, stepfather, came into the situation, into the family, and it's been really hard not only for the boys to deal with the loss of their biological father, but they're in some ways letting it out on their new stepfather, if that makes sense.
Makes total sense.
Trying to walk with them through that very complicated situation. And really, I found that no two blended families are the same. And so there's no formulaic, you know, do step A, B, and C, and then everything will be fine.
But don't you agree with what, I don't know if you heard any of Wayne on the previous segment. I thought he offered a very simple piece of advice that does cross all these configurations. And that is, regardless of the configuration of the family, mom and dad have to be on the same page.
Oh, it's because
I'm sorry, you broke up. Say that again.
I would say that it's crucial. It's so paramount that the mother and the father, whether it's a stepmother or stepfather, whatever that blended situation is, they have to be on the same page, or else there's going to be a triangulation. What I mean by that is, you know, the kids and mom kind of gang up on the stepdad. They try to bypass one parent to get to another. They have to be on the same page. I think that's a great starting point.
And it's not so easy sometimes, because the biological parent, I can speak for myself, often will want to just implement something in the form of a quick reaction, a punishment, or a new policy. And why do I have to consult my wife? She's just the boy's stepmom. Well, that's basically does not work. And the times I've done it, I only get myself and, frankly, the boys in trouble. So staying on the same page, regardless of who's who, is essential. Pastor Drew, unfortunately, we are out of time. Quickly let my listeners know where they can read your wonderful writing and find you.
Yeah, currently blogging at wewillsinganewsong.com.
I think you need a theme music for that. You need to be able to say that we will sing a new song.com.
Yeah, it'll be much more memorable if there's a melody to it.
Yeah, I'm giving you a challenge, and you have till next week to come up with that melody.
All right, let's see if I can do that.
Okay, I would love that. Thanks for joining us, Pastor Drew. We will talk with you next week. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. And this is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we'll be right back.